Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, and welcome to episode 377 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. My name again is Jason Cutter. So glad that you're here. I wanted to talk about a topic that I don't mention a lot, and I was speaking with someone the other day. We were actually recording a guest episode for the podcast, and he brought up this term, which I don't use a lot. I used to use it a ton in the sales process regarding what we did, how we went about selling, and what the focus of the individual salespeople was. And that term is enrolling. So I wanted to talk about in this episode this concept. So enrolling versus selling and what that means, how that applies. And really, that's what your focus should be, is enrolling people. Now, let's look at selling. A lot of people have different definitions for what selling is, what sales is. Most people, when they hear the word selling, it sounds like something I'm doing to you, right? Now, even if we put a different spin on it, we talk about authentic persuasion. We talk about using those strategies as a way to really act as a service to the other person, right? Where you're helping them with something. You're helping them achieve something, get to a different place, get to a better place. You're wanting to leave them in a better state than you found them. Going back to the old days of when I was a kid, you go hiking, you go camping, always leave the campground better than you found it. Same thing with relationships in sales when coming at it as an authentic persuader, where you want to leave the person off better than you found them. And when you met them, sometimes means telling them no or pointing them in a different direction that's not your service or product. And so even with that being said, when you say the word sales or selling, it sounds like something I'm doing to you, right? I'm selling you something. It's hard to really separate that and go, well, I'm selling you something, which means you're going to buy it. I'm not doing something to you. No, like either you're buying from me or I'm selling to you. But in that term is some action where it's me to you, right? Or me on behalf of you or for you, hopefully in a positive way. Sometimes it's to you in a negative way, which is where sales and selling has such a negative connotation, and why people, A, in the buying public do not generally look forward to dealing with a salesperson. And when people get into sales, they don't necessarily like the thought of what they think it takes to get people to buy from them and to be successful in sales. They don't like that idea and that thought because of those negative connotations with sales and selling. Now, if we compare this to the term enrolling, so what does enrolling mean? Well, enrolling, if we look at it, like one of the things I can think of that comes to mind is enrolling in college, enrolling in school. And that's where I want what you have, and I have to fill out the paperwork, I have to pick my classes, I have to pay my money, and then I'm enrolling in your program, right? So I'm enrolling in what you're offering. I want to be a part of it. You didn't sell that to me. You didn't sell me your program. Now, there might be some sales and some marketing. There might be some persuasion. There might be overcoming objections. However, at the end of that transaction, it's me enrolling in your program, right? So if I want to, you know, let's say I want to go and do this workshop or this seminar, right? So I'm enrolling in that seminar, I'm enrolling in that workshop so that I can be a part of it because there's a benefit to me and there's something I want out of it. Now, you could say that they're selling me the enrollment into that, but generally enrollment has a different term. When we think enrollment, when you hear that term, it's really more of a act of service where I'm helping somebody get something they want, right? And the best form, the best example of enrolling versus selling that I can think of, and stick with me here as I go through this, is the DMV, right? The Department of Motor Vehicles. If you're in the United States or in a country that has a DMV or a place where you have to get your driver's license or register your vehicle, then you know the experience. It's pretty much universal. is that most people don't like the thought of going to the DMV. And why is that? Because it's long lines. They don't necessarily care about you and your experience. They're a government agency in most places, and they are focused on just processing people through, getting it done. It's the same thing day in and day out. And generally, it's viewed as when you go there, you're not going to deal with people who are super excited to be working at the DMV. Now, that being said, I have gone to the DMV where I've dealt with some people who are really, really unhappy, such that I actually mentioned it. Like, you seem really unhappy. Do you just hate your job? Because it was so thick in the air that this one individual did not like it. I've also been to the DMV where I've had super great people that I've worked with. They were super helpful, super understanding, and guided me through the process. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, no long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. So you can always have experiences on both ends, but most people don't like the thought of having to go to the DMV because it's not a fun experience. And you're usually not going because you want to, unless you're 16 years old, you're getting your driver's license for the first time and you're excited about the process. Other than that moment, pretty much everyone else does not enjoy the thought of going to the DMV, no matter what the experience is. Now, what happens at the DMV? Well, the person behind the counter is not trying to sell you anything, right? They're not trying to sell you stuff. You go to them with whatever your situation, your issue, or your need is. They hand you the forms. They tell you how much it's going to cost. They guide you through the process. They process that whatever needs to be done. And then you leave, hopefully successfully, with what you wanted, right? They're not selling you anything. They're not really trying to upsell you much. They're just trying to enroll you and help you. And the thing is from a customer standpoint, people go into that, they might not like the DMV experience, but they're also not worried about being sold something they don't need. There's not that protective barrier of like, oh my gosh, I'm going into this sales environment. And so I've got to protect myself because I don't want to get ripped off, or I don't want to get sold something I don't need. And that's not the vibe that people have versus when they go into a retail store or deal with somebody who they know is in sales and that guard is up. And so enrolling is that, right? So if you think about that perspective, you're enrolling in something at the DMV, like you would be enrolling in a course or enrolling in college where it's something they have, the college, and you're enrolling in something they have, the DMV, and you're wanting it and you're going to fill out the forms, you're going to pay the money, you're going to follow their process and rules into that. If we look at it, enrolling is really a function of leadership and having something that others want and then having that be about what they want and guiding them through it. So a lot of times in various programs and various leadership circles, when you're talking about what it takes to be a good leader, is you're enrolling people into your vision and your mission. And enrolling, when we use that term in that context of leadership, is if I have a direction I'm going, I have a mission I'm on, I have a vision for what I want to create, and I'm actively enrolling people into that vision. I'm sharing what that mission is going to be, and then I'm helping people see how it's going to benefit them, how they want to be on board for their reasons, not mine, and I'm enrolling them in my vision, in my leadership, in where we're going to go, and they want to be, right? I'm not tricking, I'm not pushing, I'm not manipulating, I'm enrolling them into that vision, which is going to take that authentic persuasion, right? So it's still tied in there because I want to be authentic, I want to be real, because that helps it's sustained long term. You can only pretend for so long. And then the persuasion is helping people take action, because most of the time, to break out of that order taker mode, you have to get people to take action who might be stuck. Even as a leader that's enrolling in the vision, you got to persuade people for their reasons so they get unstuck. And if you look at sales and selling and your role, whatever your title is, and you look at it from the standpoint of enrolling, so I'm enrolling people into my company's product or our service or what I have to offer, right? So I'm enrolling people into this instead of selling them this. If you make that shift in your mind, it's amazing, because now it's something I'm doing to help you, to benefit you. And if you're not interested and I've done everything I can, then that's you, right? That's where you are. It's not a reflection of me versus selling, which is like, I've got to sell everybody. I've got to do this to everybody. And it might just be a one-word switch. It might seem odd, but when you really think about it, it's so important. And one of the things, and this is why this was something I had to do a podcast episode on because of this reminder, is for years, the teams that I had, they were enrollment specialists. They weren't salespeople, right? They weren't sales consultants. They weren't account executives. They were enrollment specialists because they were helping people enroll into a program. And that shift made it such that the potential customers saw them, okay, you're an enrollment specialist. You're helping me enroll in something if it's a good fit, versus you're a salesperson. And then there's this innate battle that I feel like I have to do, right? So just look at that. See if that applies to you and what you're selling. See if that helps, whether you call yourself an enrollment specialist or you shift your mindset to helping people enroll in your vision for them or for yourself and where you're going. If that applies, use that. Hopefully that helps. And I will catch you on the next episode of Authentic Persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.